Governor Phil Scott says Vermont needs to reduce the amount of money it spends on public education. Yesterday, his administration unveiled a plan to curb costs by cutting payroll. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Public schools in Vermont employ more than 18,000 workers. But the number of people working in a given school district isn't necessarily a function of the number of students enrolled there. Some districts have one staff person for every three students. Others have one staffer for every seven kids. The latest plan from the Scott administration would set a target ratio, one staff person for every 5.5 students. And Commissioner of Finance Adam Gresham says districts that fail to meet that ratio would see some potentially stiff financial penalties.
So this would be a five-year plan that I think progressively over the 5 years, we would be able to see an impact.
If districts cut the number of staffers needed to comply with the new ratio and avoid the tax penalty altogether, Vermont would reduce education costs by about $45 million in fiscal year 2020. Gresham says he doesn't think districts would shave the nearly 1,000 positions needed to achieve that number, but he says the new financial disincentive would keep costs well below what they'd otherwise be.
The history of, for example, the excess spending threshold would tell you that school districts respond to incentives and penalties.
Gresham unveiled the proposal to the House Education Committee on Monday. Several representatives said the plan meddles in operational decisions best left to local school boards. Bristol Representative David Sharp, who chairs that committee, says he doesn't necessarily oppose the governor's plan.
I try to keep an open mind about whatever the administration brings forward.
But he says there are far too many unanswered questions to move forward with the proposal this year. For example, there's no analysis on whether districts with higher ratios have a disproportionate number of students with higher needs, or whether districts with higher student-to-staff ratios even have higher per-pupil costs. Sharp says private schools often boast about their low student-to-staff ratios.
Are we putting our public schools at a disadvantage? Are we handicapping them more than we should or not?
Jeff Francis with the Vermont Superintendents Association says controlling student-to-staff ratios is a worthy public policy goal. But he says the administration's one-size-fits-all approach ignores the factors that drive staffing levels in individual districts.
I think that this approach really results in the potential for divisiveness when really what is required is everybody coming together to work together.
Commissioner of Finance Adam Gresham, though, says with property tax rates set to go up by 5.5 cents next year, time is of the essence.
We need to do something this year. We need to have a sense of urgency.
Governor Scott has said he's willing to use one-time money to avert a property tax increase next year, but he says lawmakers need to pass legislation this year that will ensure cost containment in the future. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.